can control the soundboard, Tam.
Are you kidding me?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most inquisitive podcast. It's trivia. My name is Matt. I'm here with Tam and Andy. What's up, guys?
Hi.
Hey, hey.
So we are going to do a little trivia cast here. We haven't done one of these in a long time. And we're going to find the ultimate trivia master.
And this is all, it's all gaming trivia.
Right, right. It's all gaming trivia.
So expect to get wrecked.
You sure?
Yeah, dude. I'm fucking knowledge.
I'll start us off, and basically what we're going to do is I will quiz Tam and Andy, and then we'll all move over a seat.
Also, we get controllers of the Bing?
Yep.
You
get
the... We get control of the soundboard, Tam!
Are you kidding me?
You get the... And I guess anything else you click.
Like, oh.
My God. And space bars to stop it.
Right. There's also...
Alt F4 will just keep... replaying songs if you want to hit that.
Okay.
There's also a green button here.
Oh, that stop calls it. As well. Okay.
That will stop.
Don't hit Alt F4. That shuts down everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Alt F4 is the Windows key to shut down programs.
That's funny.
So don't.
Do that. I was still in.
Yeah. I remember and when Diablo 2 came out, everyone was like, "Hit F10 to get free gold." F10 shut down Diablo 2.
That's funny.
So, that is what we'll do. I'll start us off. I'll quiz Tam and Andy here. I'm interested to see how our quizzes turn out, because I'm sure we all got a little bit different, like, style.
Yeah.
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 You see, boy.
So, Andy, I'll start with you for the first quiz.
Oh, okay.
First question of the first quiz here. And, of course, I'll go from you to Tam. And we'll complete my quiz, and then, like I said, we'll rotate Chinese fire drill this shit. All right. My first two questions here are from Halo 3.
Oh, God. Yeah, I played Halo 3, so I'm like...
Andy, I am a Covenant Loyalist firearm. I can be dual-wielded or used individually. Overall, I'm a devastating gun to use. Some people view me as a rather pointy attitude.
Needler.
Don't want me to go through A, B, C, and D.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. I forgot there's A, B, C, and D. Yeah. We're good.
Okay.
No, go on. Go on.
Plasma rifle. All
right.
Needler. Plasma pistol. Or spiker.
I forgot about the spiker. I'm going to go with Needler still.
Do I get to answer too?
Or yes. But okay. Give me a second to say whether or not Andy got it right.
Oh, fuck that.
Tam?
It's the spiker.
It is the spiker.
In Halo 2, you could dual wield a needler, but they took that back out in Halo 3.
Halo 3, you cannot dual wield a needler.
Oh.
So that is a point.
Nice.
Tam?
Well played.
I was going to say the needler. I was like, oh, it's a spiky, duh. But then he said the spiker, and I went... Oh, yeah, they changed
it. The Spiker was the really cool gun, too, if I remember right. I liked it.
All
right,
Sam, here's your question here.
All right.
I stepped into something glowing, something red. I can feel my body strong again, and I can feel my armor double in power. What did I just step into? A regenerator, an overshield, a bubble shield, or deployable cover?
Overshield.
I'm slow to the draw there on the ding. I wasn't ready.
Aw.
That is Tam 2. Andy, nothing.
No.
Okay, so these next two questions are from Pokemon.
All right.
Andy, which technique often used by Snorlax and Jigglypuff will recover a Pokemon's HP at the expense of a few turns? Recover, sword dance, rest, or soft-boiled?
Rest.
Tam, which of these following attacks does not have the possibility of an immediate one-hit KO? Guillotine, Dragon Rage, Explosion, or Fissure?
Dragon Rage.
Oh, damn. I was going to go with Fissure.
Dragon Rage does 40 always, right?
Or 20. I don't know.
I thought Dragon Rage was the one that increased.
You can't get a one-hit KO with it. Oh, right there, if it increases.
Well, yeah, I guess.
All right, these next couple questions are from Minecraft. Andy, you are
diggering.
Oh. You're digging for minerals very deep underground. As you keep digging, you hit a block that won't break. What did you just encounter? Glowstone, mithril, obsidian, or bedrock?
Obsidian.
Mithril?
Oh, that can't be broken.
Bedrock.
I converted that wrong in my head. Obsidian you can break, but you need a diamond pick?
Yes, yeah, you need a diamond pickaxe. Bedrock you can't break at all. That's the bottom of the map. All
right. Zero idea.
All right, Tam, you have successfully killed your first creeper. What is the weird item it dropped? Gunpowder, creeper skin, TNT, or diamond?
TNT.
Andy?
It's creeper skin, isn't it? Fuck!
Gunpowder. Creeper skin is not in the game.
That goes to show how... I think the last time I played Minecraft is when we had that server.
Yeah.
Years ago.
I played... I had one good stretch since then. Which, that was really fun.
I gave it... Okay, that's a lie. I gave it a try when they added horse.
Oh, really? The horses?
Yeah, the horses. Because I was like, oh my god, horses? That's sweet.
Alright, the next couple questions from Fallout 3.
Oh, this is my jam.
Alright, Andy. Talking to Colin Moriarty, a bar owner in Megaton, the player was told that his father had gone to a certain radio station to speak with the DJ Three Dog. What was the radio station's name? Enclave Radio, Wayward Radio, Ranger's Distress Signal, or Galaxy News Radio?
Those all sound very similar.
Read the first one.
First one was Enclave Radio.
I want to say it's the Galaxy.
Good job. I was going to say Enclave.
Because there is an Enclave Radio. Well, there's an Enclave transmission.
Right, there is an Enclave Radio signal. Yeah. It's all about shit from the Enclave, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Tam. The game's primary character, which is the motivation for the player's adventure, was James, the NPC's father. Which prestigious actor did the voice work for James? Ron Perlman, Patrick Stewart, Liam Neeson, or Malcolm McDowell?
Liam Neeson.
Malcolm McDowell would have been pretty cool, too. He's got a neat voice. But yeah, Liam Neeson was a good voice actor.
All right. These next couple questions are from Majora's Mask.
Oh, fuck. All right. We're done.
Andy, how many hours does it take Link at the start of the game? How many hours does he have to keep the moon from crashing down into Termina? 96, 48, 72, or 24?
48.
Damn.
3 days remaining. 72.
I was going to say, I'm like, that's what I want to know.
Math? Damn.
I was just going to give him bullshit for not using one of the answers.
Get out.
Yeah. And Tam, how much does Chateau Romani cost? 100 rupees, 200 rupees, 50 rupees, or 25 rupees?
50.
Andy. 25.
Damn.
200 rupees.
Dang.
All right, these next two questions are from Half-Life 2.
Ha!
Andy, what is the name of Alex's mechanical pet? Gordon, dog, mech, or Spot?
Dog.
I was going to guess dog as well to make myself sound better after the fact.
Tam, what weapon gives you the ability to manipulate gravity? The gravity gun? The Rift Inducer, the Gravity Manipulator, or the Crowbar?
I'm going to go with the obvious one, the Gravity Manipulator.
It's a gravity gun.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've actually never played it, so.
There is one paragraph devoted to that in my blog.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Dude, it was great.
All right, next two questions from the Super Mario series, Super Mario World specifically.
Okay.
Andy, after, and these are going to get a little bit harder now.
Okay.
After defeating each Koopaling, there is a humorous cutscene where Mario disposes of the castle. Which castle literally explodes in Mario's face? Ludwig von Koopa's castle?
Oh, good fucking
Roy luck. Koopa's castle? Wendy Koopa's castle? Or Iggy Koopa's castle?
Iggy. Damn. Wendy?
Roy Koopa.
Oh, that was my last one. Ludwig was my second.
Ludwig was the first castle, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually just played the first level of that again a couple weeks ago.
You know, if we were to say the first game that you've ever played the most, probably the first stage of Super Mario World. I've played that so many goddamn times. Because I'll just go over to someone's house and I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah. All right, Tam, how many different themed worlds are there in Super Mario World?
Ooh.
7, 8, 9, or 10?
Repeat the question one more time.
How many different themed worlds are there in Super Mario World?
10?
I want to say 8.
Dang.
There are 9.
9.
I wasn't sure if the extra ghost ship in between like 7 and like the ghost ship counting as 1 because Star World.
Yeah. I forgot about Star World. That's where I counted wrong.
All right. The next two questions here are from Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, all right. We both played these. Nice.
Yeah.
About the same amount, too. So yeah. we're on equal footing here.
All right. Andy, as of this job application, the only possible issue while working at Freddy Fazbear's Pizza is that there's a faulty camera in what area? The West Hall, the kitchen, the dining area, or the supply closet?
The kitchen.
I knew that.
I had to think. I was like, it's...
And with that, we're all tied up. 5 apiece.
Oh, jeez. I'll fix that.
All right, Tam. During the night, you probably won't have to worry about anything... How the fuck did I write this? Hold on.
No problem. Read it. Read it. It's okay.
During the night, you probably won't have to worry about anything. The only ones moving around are the animatronics. Why do the animatronics move around? To keep them from collecting dust, additional security, prevent insects or rodents from nesting in them, or to keep their servos from locking up?
Keep their servos from locking up.
Nice. The second one, I think, is when they talk about the added security. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they have, like, pedophile...
Or face recognition.
Yeah. And yep. Whatnot. Which is creepy. All right.
Next two questions. Five Nights at Freddy's 2.
Fuck.
Andy, which character does the music box keep at bay? Freddy, Balloon Boy, the Puppet, or Chica?
Balloon Boy.
Damn!
The Puppet!
Yeah. Which I think that's what got me when we played Five Nights 2. I think there's the Balloon Boy.
Balloon Boy.
Yeah.
All right, Tam, which character can disable your flashlight? Foxy, Golden Freddy, Chica, or Balloon Boy?
Oh.
Golden Freddy?
Read the answers once more, please.
Foxy, Golden Freddy, Chica, or Balloon Boy?
Balloon Boy.
Balloon Boy pulls through for you this time.
Damn it.
It is Balloon Boy.
Damn it!
Last two questions. These are classic arcade games.
Ooh.
Woo! Woohoo.
Andy, in this game you fight against hordes of ghosts, demons, and other varied creatures. Your search for food is occasionally hastened by an intoned voice that beseeches, "Elf needs food badly." Which video game is described here? Joust, Rampage, Time Pilot, or Gauntlet?
Gauntlet.
Damn it. I knew that one.
When you first started describing it, I thought it was going to be Ghosts and Goblins.
Yeah. That it does sound like Ghost.
But then the elf needed. I was like, oh, that's not Ghost and Goblins.
Okay, depending on what happens here, we might have to go to the tiebreaker.
So I'm down one?
Nope.
No? Oh shit.
If you both get it wrong, we'll go to the tiebreaker.
Damn it.
Because you guys are now tied at 7 apiece.
Oh, jeez. Dun, dun, dun.
Tam, you are a crab-shaped vehicle that operates on the end of a tunnel grid. Flippers, spikers, and tankers are among the enemies that are constantly on the attack. Which game are you playing? Defender, Zaxxon, Battlezone, or Tempest?
Battlezone. I don't know.
Tempest. Old arcade games are my jam.
So, final score here. Andy with 8 points. Tam with 7.
Close game, sir. Close game.
It was close. Thank you.
You guys want to know what the tiebreaker would have been?
Yeah.
So it was basically whoever got the closest. What was the Metacritic score of Five Nights at Freddy's out of 100?
I think it got 85.
90.
Andy would have gotten it. 78.
Oh, I was going to guess in the 70s, but I'm like, I think I got a good rating because the game got really well received.
Yeah. All right, so Andy wins the first game. We'll all rotate
to the left.
To the left, to the left.
So, Tam, you get the board.
Oh, okay.
Right. There is the buzzer for wrong answers and the dinger for right answers.
Oh, geez.
All right.
I've never. How's it feel to sit over there?
It's different.
Is it like when you ride in your car, but you're not driving?
Yeah, it's kind of like that, yeah.
Because I'll let Camilla drive mine every once in a while. I'm like, this is weird as shit.
Yeah.
I didn't organize mine quite nearly as well as you did.
Okay.
They're kind of random and all over the place. But we'll.
That's the great thing about trivia.
We'll go back and forth.
It doesn't need to be in order.
Kind of. So the first question is, what was the first video game to go into space? Star Wars X-Wing, StarCraft, Wing Commander 3, Heart of the Tiger, or Asteroids?
Asteroids.
That one.
Oh, man, I was going to guess Asteroids. Wing Commander.
Oh! StarCraft. It was sent aboard shuttle mission STS-96 on May 27th, 1999 by mission specialist Daniel T.
I should have fucking figured.
See, he meant which one actually went into
space.
That's
what I thought too.
Yeah.
But then when the games that he listed out, I was like, these sound like games
I would go into. I thought you were saying which game
like
took place in space.
Yeah.
Video game to go into space.
Yeah, see.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's fun.
Yeah, I meant physically.
Okay. This is your first one. It's okay.
Number two. Wii Play sold twice as many copies as which AAA popular game?
Ooh.
A, BioShock 2. B, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare. C, Half-Life 2 Episode 2. Or D, Halo 3. Andy.
Modern Warfare. Oh! Oh, shit.
I am going to have to go with Halo 3.
Nice!
Wii Play sold about 16 million copies. It was bundled with a controller.
So
they were like,
that's why.
Here, get a game. Yeah.
I remember that thing selling like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, it sold like fucking crazy.
It's only humanly possible to press a button on a controller blank times per second.
Oh.
These numbers are going to freak you out.
Okay.
8, 12, 16, 20.
Yeah, per second.
Per second.
Oh, per second?
Per second.
Oh! Oh!
16? All right.
Nice.
I'm not gonna keep a track of these points.
Nice.
Fuck.
Yeah, Matt's got two. Matt's got two. I have none.
No, you got one. You got the first question.
Oh, right. No. It was StarCraft. It wasn't Wing Commander.
Oh, that's right.
It wasn't Wing Commander. I was really positive about Wing Commander, though. Like, I was like, that's a game that makes sense.
Back to the grind. The record was set by the Asian name, bear with me, Toshiki Takahashi, a Japanese gamer.
16 G's.
16.
I feel like I'm pretty up there, but I don't feel like 16.
Yeah. Number four. How long did the game Super Mario World take to program?
Ooh. And we're talking Super Nintendo, Super Mario
Super
World.
Super Nintendo, okay. Super Mario World.
How long did it take?
About 26 or 29,000 hours, about 25,000 hours, about 32,000 hours, about 6 hours.
Is it on me?
Mm-hmm. I thought so.
All right, so there's no way it's 6 hours, because if it is, that's fucking mind-blowing. 32,000 hours.
What was the first one?
29,000 hours.
29. Damn! Come back, King.
Apparently, that's a very long time. And it sold 17 million copies and was the biggest selling game of its generation.
Because it came with the Super Nintendo.
It's true. It did come with the Super Nintendo.
You just pointed out. All right, so what was it, 29,000?
29,000, about 29,000 hours. It was a little over, but I didn't want to say over.
1,208 days. Damn.
It's a long time.
Damn.
How old is the average gamer? A, 15. B, 22. C, 25. D, 28.
I'm going to go 28.
It is 28.
Damn. I was going to guess 22 because 22 or 25 because our generation's getting up
the there. Average, yeah, the average gamer is a little bit older than us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About 145 million people play computer video games.
Dude, it's a great hobby.
So much so we do a podcast about it.
I know.
Huzzah. What was the first video game ever to have multiple endings? Now, this is a tough one because it's multiple endings depending on what you did in the game. Not the percentage that you completed the game, but what choices you made.
Okay. Right. So choice game with different endings. Okay.
A, Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest. B, Metroid. C, Double Dragon 2. Or D, Punch-Out.
Simon's Quest.
You got it. You got it. And my fun fact here was Aaron Hansen hates this game.
That's true.
This is a cool one. The voice actor for Marcus Fenix is very famous. What other famous voice did he do? SpongeBob, Bender, Ron Unstoppable, or Goku?
I'm gonna go with Goku.
Fuck. Bender.
It's Bender.
Damn it! I was gonna go with Bender, but then I thought, like, it's Tam asking the question. And I know he likes Dragon Ball Z, so I thought he would know that, and then... That's why he would have
done it. Also voiced Jake the Dog from Adventure Time, as well as Waka and Kimari from...
Oh, fucking Waka. I know. The dude who does Bender's voice, he's a big guy, like a big burly guy.
Yeah.
I actually learned that from a documentary on Netflix about voice acting.
Hmm. Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah, it's actually really cool considering like what we do here. It's interesting. Number 8. Peach's voice actor also has voiced another famous video game girl. Who? A, Shell from Portal. B, Clementine from The Walking Dead. C, Cortana from Halo. Or D, Tidus from Final Fantasy.
Who?
Tidus, Tidus. That's not a joke.
It's technically Tidus.
Is it?
Yeah. Just like Aerith is technically Aerith. It's stupid.
What was the third one?
Cortana from Halo.
That's the one I'm going with, Cortana.
Got it. She also voices Toad.
Nice. Oh,
that's random. All right.
Cool. The gym in Goldenrod City is in the shape of what Pokemon?
Oh, God.
A, Clefairy. B, Diglett. C, the letter O, unknown. Or D, Porygon.
I'm going to go with Clefairy.
It is Clefairy.
Yeah. Diglett was going to be mine. It's because I think there's a gym that kind of looks like a Diglett.
You're just looking for phallic shapes, Andy?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Clefairy was supposed to be the original Pikachu.
Yeah. Oh.
But they changed it.
I heard about that, yeah.
Probably good for them. That Pikachu character fucking exploded.
So, there were two characters slated to be in the Wii U version of Marvel's Ultimate Alliance. It was just in the Wii U version. I only have one of the names here, so take that. The other one just isn't named.
Okay.
All right. We have Mario, Samus, Fox, or Pikachu.
Let's see. Marvel Ultimate Alliance for the Wii or the Wii U?
The Wii.
Okay.
Did I say Wii U?
Yeah.
My apologies.
No, it's all good. It's my question?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm gonna say Pikachu. Damn.
I'm gonna go with Samus.
Samus is right.
Damn! Is that right was my one. Second choice.
The other one was obviously Link, so I just didn't put him in there. Yeah. If I'd have been like, and Link.
Samus would have fit really well with all the combined
and
moves.
And that was my thought.
The one combined move that they multiply multiple times.
Too bad the second one was such a letdown.
Yeah. In Majora's Mask, the Happy Mask Salesman has what famous singer on his pack? A. Michael Jackson. B. Elvis. C. Jimi Hendrix. Or D. Frank Sinatra.
I'm gonna go with Elvis.
That is true.
Oh,
it is Elvis.
I'm gonna guess Jackson.
I feel like I've seen it. For some reason, I can picture it.
He's also have Mario, a mask of Mario on his back.
Ah.
Yeah. On the Sonic CD, if you stand perfectly still without touching a controller for 3 minutes, what'll Sonic do? A. Leave. B. Tap his foot and cross his arms. C. Open a newspaper. Or D. Take a nap.
Tap his foot and cross his arms.
Oh. He will leave?
He just fucking leaves.
That's great.
He's just like, I'm out of here. And just hops off the screen. You have to like restart or something.
He taps really? His foot after just a few seconds.
Changed it. It's the reason I had to say the Sonic CD is they changed it so that he wouldn't leave in a different version. Like the same game.
And I remember I was just the Sonic 1 and 2. He taps his foot and crosses his arms. So that's where I was going.
Which game did Michael Jackson lend his pop talent to? A. Mario 3. B. Sonic 3. C. A Link to the Past. Or D. Super Metroid.
Sonic 3.
You were killing this, man. Damn. Killing it.
Where did I learn that? Angry Video Game Nerd, maybe?
No. I was waiting for the Michael Jackson video game.
Moonwalker?
Yes.
The 25th anniversary of Legend of Zelda brought us Skyward Sword and tons of new songs. The song that was played in the commercial is actually a reversed classic Legend of Zelda song. Which is it? A. Hyrule Overworld theme. B. Epona's song. C. The Song of Healing. Or D. Zelda's Lullaby.
Zelda's Lullaby.
Got it. It's really, really cool to listen to backwards. Because it's distinctly Zelda's Lullaby. Super cool.
Nice.
Which was the first game that the Konami code was introduced? A. Gradius. B. Castlevania. C. TMNT. Or D. Contra.
I am going to go with Gradius.
Oh, no fucking way.
Yep.
I thought it was Contra. I couldn't remember if Konami made Gradius or not.
Contra popularized the Konami code.
So this is going to be really tough. And I apologize because this is pretty much all I can give because of the answers that I gave. What is, quote, the lusty Argonian maid?
Ooh. Oh.
A professional Skyrim player who set a world record for a speedrun. B. An in-game weapon. C. A softcore porn mag. Or D. A quest.
Softcore porn mag.
It is a softcore porn mag. It made it into the game. You could like go and collect these different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. They're also in Oblivion and Skyrim.
Are
they? Apparently, there's like a just a two-pager in Morrowind. Like, they were first playing with the idea, and then, like, Oblivion, someone came up with the whole lore.
That's so funny. Skylar, I found that from Skylar. We were playing, I was watching. He picked it up and was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, you're softcore porn in Skyrim.
Yeah. Nice. There was a Halo game developed for what fucking weird system, but ultimately canceled? A, GameCube, B, PS2, C, DS, or D, PSP. Do you want me to read those again?
I kind of fucked up. Yeah, if you could.
A, GameCube, B, PS2, C, DS, or D, PSP.
This is not the one I was thinking of. Halo game almost came out on a watch.
Really?
That's
cool.
A Halo game that almost came out on one of those platforms.
It was being developed.
I know this fact.
What were the last two again?
DS and PSP.
I'm going to go with DS.
It was a DS. You could actually get all the way to playing it, and then they just canceled.
Yeah. Like, it was almost finished.
I was trying to think of time frame of the console coming out and them going exclusive to...
Because Halo was a PC game?
Mac first,
yeah.
Okay, so this one's kind of long and convoluted.
Why am I getting all these?
sorry. It's just the way I did it.
Uh-huh.
I just made all the even ones super hard for you. The only character in Super Smash Bros. That had to be unlocked in the Nintendo 64 game, then was a starter in Melee, and then had to be unlocked in Brawl, and then was a starter in the Wii U game. Who was it? Was it Ness, Captain Falcon, Luigi, or Jigglypuff?
Ness.
Aww.
I'm gonna go with Luigi.
It was the captain himself, Captain Falcon.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting.
Huh.
Yeah,
Starter all the time.
I had a friend, because I asked him, I was like, what video game trivia should I do? He's like, how fast does Captain Falcon knee spike when it goes? And I tried to look it up, and he wanted one of the answers to be really fucking fast, and that would be half credit.
Really fucking fast.
This one hit really close to home. The card game Yu-Gi-Oh! Is currently owned by Konami, and they have an entire archetype of cards based on a popular game. What is it? Gradius, Castlevania, TMNT, or Contra?
I'm going to go with Castlevania.
Contra?
Gradius again. Gradius. They have an entire archetype with, like, all the ships, like they have the Lord British and Gradius's option and all the boss monsters.
I was thinking when you said that, I was like, it could be Gradius again, but at the same time, of all those choices,
yeah.
With Gradius, huh?
Yeah.
I thought they'd maybe use one of their popular ones.
Number 20, last one. One character in Super Smash Bros. Voice acting changes depending on which language you select. Who is it? Captain Falcon, Marth, Roy, or Jigglypuff?
Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff's name in Japan is like Purin, so they had to make her name Purin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And fun fact, last fun fact, was Kirby in the English version, whenever he sucks up Jigglypuff and you use his copy move, says Purin and not Jigglypuff when he zooms.
Nifty.
Yeah, that was it. Matt got a million. He got 12, and Andy, you got 5. Aww. So for the tiebreaker, in the newest Legend of Zelda game that's come out, like the canon one, A Link Between Worlds, there's something iconic to the Zelda series in your starting house. Is it A, the Ocarina of Time, B, Majora's Mask, C, a poster of the Four Swords sword, or D, the Minish Cap?
The Ocarina? The Four Swords.
Oh. It was Majora's Mask. And the way that somebody found it, the way that I saw it online is in that game you can go onto the wall. So you go onto the wall of the thing and you can walk behind it and like you have the mask on and you can it's hanging up on a wall and you can still see your legs.
Nice.
Yeah. They've been putting Majora's Mask spoilers in like all of their Zelda games since they decided to announce it.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Rotate. They're both green buds.
Yep.
The buzzer and the ding.
All right, since I am mainly known as a Sony guy, mine are more... Actually, mine are all PlayStation Sony related.
Ah!
Some of these you could probably figure out, too. All right.
Crash Bandicoot. Final answer.
All right. We'll start with Matt, since you won last round.
Okay.
What company was Sony working with before they decided to make their own full-blown gaming console? Atari, Sega, Philips, or Nintendo?
Nintendo.
I knew that one, too.
Right.
That was almost going to be one of my questions.
Nice.
Tam.
Andy.
For one point. What was the size of the processor in the very first PlayStation video? In the first PlayStation? 16-bit, 32-bit, 64-bit, or 128-bit?
64.
Matt?
You said this was PlayStation?
The original.
The original PlayStation. Original PlayStation 1. 128?
32-bit.
Really? 32?
Yes. At the time, the Nintendo 64 was the only 64-bit console. Because PlayStation went from 32, and then the PS2 was 128.
Damn.
But yeah, N64 was the only 64-bit. Dreamcast was the first 128-bit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good on you.
All right.
Where are they at now?
Not bits anymore.
Yeah.
It's like gigahertz, I think.
Yeah.
A wireless controller was first offered on the PlayStation 3 console. What was its name?
Oh, just straight up, what's its name?
Yeah, what was the name of the PlayStation 3's first controller? The DS3... The DualShock 3, the PlayStation controller, or the 6-axis?
Oh. What was the name of the controller? It was the DualShock 3.
Really? Tam?
I'm going to need all of those again.
All right. A wireless controller was first available to be used with the PlayStation 3. What was the name of this controller? Do you need the answers again?
Yes.
All right. The DS3? The DualShock 3, the PlayStation controller, or the 6-axis?
6-axis.
Yeah.
I thought the 6-axis was the technology in the DualShock
3. Nope, that's the name of the controller is the 6-axis.
Really?
It says it right on the top. But then they came out with the DualShock 3 like a year later, okay. Which pissed me off because I was like, I gotta buy another fucking controller? Ugh! All right. This is a PlayStation 1 question.
Oh, I got this.
Some of the PlayStation video game consoles, when it first came out, had hardware issues. What was the big hardware issue with the PlayStation 1? The PlayStation would scratch the discs, bad audio-video plugs, the controllers would not stay plugged into the port, or the LaserDisc read errors?
LaserDisc read errors. Final answer.
You would, to remedy it, you would have to just flip your PlayStation upside down.
Really?
Oh, yep. Shit.
That's what I had to do with mine. Whenever I played it, had to flip it upside down.
Yeah, my PlayStation 1, my original one, it wouldn't stay closed. So I had to put just a CD case on top of
nice.
It.
Nice. John, his PlayStation 1, one day he just went to pull the disc off and the fucking... The whole thing just came up with it. He comes up to me. He's like, dude.
What did I do to deserve this?
All right. With the launch of the PlayStation 2, which accessory was impossible to get a hold of? The PlayStation Eye, launch games, extra controllers, or memory cards?
Memory cards?
Yes. Apparently, when the PlayStation 1 launched, or the PlayStation 2 launched, there were no memory cards for at least a year that would be in stock.
Damn.
8 megabytes. They sold out of 8 megabytes.
Crazy.
All right, Tam.
Andy.
Which inanimate object has Sony used in its tech demos to show off every single PlayStation? A cowboy hat, a rubber ducky, a PlayStation logo, or a car?
A rubber ducky. That sounds hilarious.
Oh, damn it. Every PlayStation tech demo they've showed in conferences has been a rubber ducky.
I was sitting over here like, get it wrong, get it wrong, get it wrong.
Oh, do you know his rubber ducky?
Yeah.
Nice.
I was thinking it was like an apple or something. That's what came to my mind. But
all right. Which PlayStation 1 franchise did Sony's head boss absolutely hate? And this is for you, Matt. I'm sorry. I keep looking
it's
at
you. It's okay. Damn. I love it.
Spyro the Dragon, Crash Bandicoot, Gex the Gecko, or Monkey Ball?
Crash Bandicoot.
Yes. He thought it was just the worst idea. Like, he's like, why is a bandit? Why are you making an animal?
Yeah.
Major character. All right. Tam?
Andy.
Which game featured the most discs on the PlayStation 1? Gran Turismo, Final Fantasy IX, Riven, or Legend of Dragoon?
Legend of Dragoon.
Final Fantasy IX.
Fuck. Riven. Riven had 5 discs.
5 discs.
And it was all because the segues between each area was a full-blown animated video. So the video just took up all the discs.
Damn.
All right. Matt. How many different versions of the original PlayStation logo, the P and the S, were there before the final original one was picked? 5, 10, 15, or 20?
10.
Tam?
15.
20.
20.
20 logos.
They did 20 different logos before they decided on the final PlayStation 1.
I wonder if you can find those.
Yeah, I found them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They're weird. And then the last one right before the final one is like 2 colors are switched and someone was probably like, I don't like those colors there. And then they just switched them and then that was the final logo.
That's interesting.
All right. Tam, what was the big controversy over the PS3 when it was first launched? Its selling price, Blu-ray only, backwards compatibility, or lack of launch games?
Lack of launch games.
Matt?
Selling price.
Yep. $600 fucking.
Yeah, that's fucking expensive. And Andy bought it in all cash.
Yeah, all 20s, all 10s, all 5s. I bought a $600. It was like $635 with tax.
Good.
At Toys R Us. And I bought the one that didn't have backwards compatibility. I was so fucking mad. Because the 60 gig one had it. I bought the 20 gig. I was like, fuck! All right. Matt.
Yeah.
Which PlayStation was the first to have a hard drive? PlayStation 1, 2, 3, or 4?
3.
Damn.
2. Really?
Yep. The network adapter came with a hard drive for the PS2. Really? That's what that expansion bay in the back of it was for. It's for a hard drive.
Oh, okay.
And so it was for like SOCOM and games like that. They would install onto the hard drive.
Okay, so the network adapter came with one?
Yeah.
Which is an accessory?
Yeah. I guess I should have worded that differently.
When
I'm
you
sorry.
Said came with.
Sorry, I tried to say what was it? Which PlayStation was the first to have a hard drive? That's how I worded it.
Call shenanigans on that one. The PlayStation didn't have the hard drive.
All right, we'll put next.
The network adapter did.
I was going to say PS3 at that point, too, but since it was wrong, I went with the 2.
All right, this is kind of a harder one, but if you saw screenshots, you'd be like, oh, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Tam, which PlayStation 2 game had the added benefit of being one of the first games, like its developers, had the very first PlayStation development kit? Like, they had the board before anyone else in the world did. Which game did the developer have or make because they had the first development board? So they basically had the most time with the PlayStation 2. Metal Gear Solid 2, Final Fantasy X, ICO, or Grand Theft Auto 3?
ICO.
Matt?
Metal Gear Solid.
Yep. The developer, Konami, they had one of three development kits in existence before they even had a name for the PlayStation 2.
I'm really glad with what they went with. That must have been a long board meeting.
Ha. All right.
It's better than Wii U. That's just...
Matt?
Yeah.
Or is it you, too?
I fucked it up. It's Matt's turn.
Sorry. Which PlayStation 2 game revolutionized third-person gaming? Smuggler's Run, Jak and Dexter, Grand Theft Auto 3, Ratchet and Clank.
Revolutionized? Now, what do you mean by revolutionized?
Like, it was what it did for that genre just exploded. Like, the detail, how big it was, how in integrating it was, just... It revolutionized how third-person games were played.
You don't think that's kind of subjective?
Where I found it from, they had some good reasons.
So it is kind of subjective?
I guess. I guess I didn't really think.
I was going to go with Jak and Daxter.
It was Grand Theft Auto.
That's what I was going to pick. Yeah. You used the word big. That's what I think of.
I'll put next by that one since it was subjective. But yeah, Grand Theft Auto was basically the first of its kind.
So you mean I have a chance?
No. No. Let's see, I kind of skipped something to go out of order here. Tam, this one might be easy for you.
Thanks.
Which handheld system has sold the most in Japan? The PSP, the Vita, the Game Boy, the DS, or the Sega Game Gear?
Did you just list five things?
I did.
Fuck. One more time. Answers.
PSP, the PlayStation Vita, Game Boy, the Nintendo DS, or Sega Game Gear?
I'm going to say the Vita.
I'm going to go with the PSP.
Is it DS?
DS.
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
But it had to do because Sony had like two portables, so that's why
I was tempted to go with DS, but when you said this whole thing was about Sony, I was like, it's probably a Sony
one of those.
No, there's no way Sony would ever beat Nintendo at its own game.
Yeah,
so subjective.
The DS has actually outsold the Game Boy now. The Game Boy used to be the biggest handheld seller, but the DS now has outsold it.
Do you guys consider the 3DS in like a separate category as the DS?
I consider it just another iteration of the DS.
Yeah, that's basically how I see it too.
Yeah, it's just another DS, like the XL and the Lite were like improved versions. I just see the 3DS as the next version.
That's how I feel too, but like at the same time, you have a 3DS XL.
Yeah, and I'm just I see them as different versions of the DS is how I see it. All right. This is now a PlayStation question. I apologize. This game was one of the first PlayStation 2 games to ever have an online update.
Ooh.
Killzone, SOCOM, Star Wars Battlefront, or Final Fantasy XI?
SOCOM.
Yep.
That's what I was going to say.
SOCOM launched with the PlayStation Network adapter and the 20 gig hard drive, and it was the first update. It was 50 megabytes,
ooh,
which back in that day was fucking huge.
Yeah.
All right. And these last two were just fun facts that I knew about, like, trivia gaming.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Tam, how long is the battery in Pokemon Red and Blue made to last?
Ooh.
8 years, 11 years, 15 years, or 20 years?
I'm going to say 20.
Matt?
I'm going to say 8 years.
15.
15.
because Pokemon Yellow is the only one of my Pokemons that still lasts now.
Really?
Yep. Mm. My Red and Blue are, the battery's gone, so there's no more memory in it.
I have to go home and check my Blue.
Yeah.
I played it a couple months ago.
There was
I bet you could find a battery.
Almost, yeah. I found plenty of tutorials on how to put your own battery. There's even tutorials on how to, like, wire your cartridge so it doesn't lose the memory and you can still put a new battery in it.
Nice.
And then the last one, Matt.
Matt.
How many lines of code did it take Microsoft to write the HD DVD attachment for the Xbox 360?
Okay.
25 million, 10 million, 50 million, or 5 million lines of code?
5 million.
Tam?
The third one.
50 million?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
50 million lines of code to write an attachment for something that died in like 1 year. I felt absolutely horrible for.
That's why, like, I went with 5, because I was like, there's no way they spent that much time on something so shitty.
Yep. Nope. 50 million lines of code for that. All right. And the winner from that one is Matt. But Tam, you were only 2 behind.
Yeah.
What was the score?
Matt.
2-0.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Matt 7, Tam 5.
Nice.
Nice. And then 3 questions that were objective.
Sweet.
So my bad.
All right. Mm-hmm. No, it was good. It was fun.
All right, rotate.
Rotate again.
Oh, I left my shoes over there. Damn it.
They're my shoes now.
You never get the... What's the ransom?
All right. Easy job.
So that was trivia. Turns out I was the big winner.
Yeah, good job.
That's fun.
I know, that was fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was trivia. We'll see you next time. The top of 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 the top of